Okay. So when that ball's up in the air to Cooper, what's going through your mind? Oh, good, or oh my God, what the heck is that?
All of the above. All of the above. It's quite a play by the young fella. Just talk about taking it off the top shelf. Just a great play by him.
What makes the Jets defense so good?
Well, they're an elite group. They're a little bit like the real good defenses we've seen over the years. They can cover, and then they get creative when they rush the passer. Send a lot of guys to try to stop the run, which they did against New England. So it's an elite group, and they do elite conceptually, you know, scheme-wise.
Going up against a defense like Denver's or even Chicago's, does that help prepare you for a team like the Jets?
Well, all of this experience helps us, that's for sure, as we gain more and more knowledge about ourselves and also how people are going to defend us. So we're hoping to keep climbing and getting better as the season progresses, but each defense is different. Every week is different. So we're looking forward to seeing what they have in store for us.
Derek, just throwing that pass to downfield seems to imply that there's a strong trust that his guy is going to go get it. Across the board, do you think that Derek's trust in his receivers is making you guys a better offense, more efficient offense, because throwing into tight windows, believing his guy is going to make a play?
The point you make is definitely true. The trust has to be there, the rapport. You hear the receivers talk about Derek's anticipation, throwing it before they get out of the break or give him a chance at a 50-50 ball. So all those components are essential.
Clive Walford's been involved a lot more in the last couple of weeks. Do you see his role growing and his impact becoming greater as we go along?
Most definitely. Most definitely. He did a super job the other day for us, and he's getting there. He really is. Practice, he's doing a nice job. The tight end position is a tough, tough position. Talk about a real wide scope where they've got to know run and pass. And at times we ask them to do running back jobs, wide receiver jobs, offensive lineman jobs. So it's quite a task that we've put on his plate as a rookie.
We hear a lot about athletes getting into a zone, getting into a good rhythm where just basically it seems like everything's working. I would imagine the same goes for a play caller. Last week, especially in those first seven drives, did you get the feeling like whatever you were dialing up was going to work that day?
Not really, no. No, those 3 hours on Sunday are not always pleasant. You know, we're working and grinding in between series. Got a terrific staff of coaches that I work with, and we're always working to find out what the defense is doing, what do we want to do the next series, what just happened, how we can get it corrected. So I would say, you know, we're just working to put those players in a great spot. Sometimes we do our job better than others.
That play to Amari where he kind of skirted through it. You guys had some blocking downfield. When you drew that up or when you called that in that situation, did you think this has real explosive potential?
Well, we're always hoping for every play is designed as a touchdown,
yeah.
Ideally. So we're hoping for the right things to happen, but the players made that happen on the field. The blocks by Donald Penn, the blocks by Rod Hudson, the throw and the catch. So I don't think we had any, premonition.
You hear a lot of talk about so-called skill players around the league. We don't hear nearly as much about the offensive line. Can you talk about your offensive line and what they've meant to team success? How far they've come and how far they can still go?
Yeah, we've put these five guys together. We don't have Menelik this year, and Austin has stepped in and done a terrific job. He gets better each and every week. Our right guard has never played guard before, and he's doing a super job of getting better every week. Really pleased with Donald Penn and how physical he's doing. And then our left guard and center and Gabe and Rod are, you know, those are our bruisers. They are very smart, very physical. They set the tone for everyone else.
Kind of bounced back last week in pass protection after giving up four sacks against Denver. What do the Jets like to do from a pass rush standpoint? How do they attack you when you drop back to throw?
They've got a number of high draft picks there on the front line, and those guys push the pocket well. And then when their linebackers blitz, they bring it. They're very physical, 230, 240-pound linebackers. So, it's a physical group, which we hope to match up with.
What makes Revis the lead cornerback?
Well, he's very strong. When he presses wide receivers, he's got a lot of strength. So he's good early in the down and late in the down because he's so darn sharp.
Why has Derek been good when he's been blitzed, especially and when he's under pressure?
Well, everybody has a hand in that success, but Derek's very into his preparation. We've talked about how he gets here early in the morning and goes over the film. He's good at visualizing during the week, so I don't think very much is going to surprise him on the football field because of his preparation.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.